When I was a young girl, Charlotte Purcell would say, I got paid a lot of money to paint numbers on watches and clocks. We didn't know that the paint was a poison. After I had left there, my friend, Catherine Donahue, got very sick, and a lot of the girls started getting very sick. The poison settled in my arm, but with my friend Catherine, it went throughout the body, and she died. She died and left her husband and children without a mom. She was always pretty sad when she got to that part of the story. Though Charlotte had been unable to attend Catherine's funeral, her son remembered something from his mother's life that maybe, to a poetic mind, suggested that the friends got to say their own goodbye. When the weather was nice, Donald recalled, my mother used to go out to the porch and sit on the glider they had there and swing back and forth. While she was there, a little yellow and black canary used to come and sit on her left shoulder where her arm was missing and might stay with her about 30 minutes and then leave. That happened several times. Normally, birds don't have anything to do with people. The women didn't talk to their families about the incredible legacy they had given the world, and the radium girls did not simply set safety standards and contribute incalculably to science. They left their mark in legislation too. In the wake of Catherine Donahue's case in 1939, Secretary of Labour Francis Perkins announced that the fight was far from won when it came to workers' compensation. Subsequently, building on what the women had achieved in life, further legal changes were made to protect all employees. The dial painter's case ultimately led to the establishment of the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, which now works nationally in the United States to ensure safe working conditions. Businesses are required to inform employees if they work with dangerous chemicals. Workers certainly won't be told that those corrosive elements will make their cheeks rosy. There are now processes for safe handling, for training, for protection. Workers also now have a legal right to see the results of any medical tests. To the dial painter's frustration, however, the results of the exams at Argonne were not shared with them. This secrecy may well have been to do with the highly technical nature of the measurements the researchers were making. Perhaps they thought the results would mean nothing to the women, but the women still wanted to know. They would never tell Marie anything, which made her mad, recalled Dolores. By 1985, after going there for decades, Charlotte Purcell had had enough of it. When the researchers called her that year, she said she had not been feeling well. But why should I discuss it? You people don't help me. I don't get anything out of it. I don't even have any money to go to the doctor. She refused to go again. Marie did the same, and it wasn't just the scientists' silence that bothered her. It was her town's continued reaction to what the women had endured. She always thought the whole saga will be swept under the carpet. It will never come to light. You'll never hear about it. It made her shock all the greater when Carol Langer came to Ottawa to make her movie. Marie then remarked, God has left me here. I always knew someone would walk through that door and I would finally have a chance to tell my story. Langer dedicated the film to Marie, commending her for the way she had never lost her sense of humour or her faith, despite the odds she'd battled against. When Marie died in 1993, like many dial painters, she donated her body to science. She thought maybe she could help other people, said her granddaughter Patty. Maybe they could find exactly what happened and they could find a cure. Maybe she could help other women.